Good morning, everybody. And first, I would like to introduce myself because, as you can see on the program, I have three hats. First hat, I am researcher at INRA, and my scientific background is economics. But I will not speak about that here. My second hat is about the ERANET rearagri facing sustainability, sustainable agriculture and rural development. I am the coordinator of this ERANET, and the first call of this ERANET has been launched just the last week. I don't speak about that. And the last hat is about the Standing Committee for Agricultural Research, SCAR, and I am the French representative. In fact, I represent the Ministry of Research, French Ministry of Research, at this Standing Committee. I will explain later what it is exactly. But second, I would like to thank the organizers of the meeting, more particularly Johan, and thank you, Johan, to invite me for two reasons. The first reason is because it's a pleasure to be here, and it's an honor to be here at this meeting with Michel Serres, really. But it's also, it's the second reason, it's also an opportunity to ask you three sets of questions. I tell you immediately, and after I will comment these questions. The first question is, what should be bioeconomy? I will explain after why I ask you this question. But first question, what should be bioeconomy? What is it? The second set of questions is around, what does mean scarcities of resources exactly? And the third set of questions is about what could be transition toward a new system and how to manage it. And I hope you have some elements of response in this meeting, but you understand it could be a program of research around these three questions. But if I ask you these three sets of questions, it's because these three questions are, in my opinion, the three axes of the European research policy in the field of agriculture, food, and environmental for the future, more particularly in the program, FP program, not FP8, but the name is Horizon 2020. First, the general context. I will not comment too much, but you see that Europe has three main objectives in the context of an international research: tackling societal challenges, creating industrial leadership in competitive frameworks, and in one of the most important acts of the program Horizon 2020, and also to be competitive in the domain of excellence in science base. It's not easy to balance these objectives, but the main objective is to balance these three objectives. The one axis of the European research policy is to develop bioeconomy and to deep bioeconomy and to be competitive in bioeconomy. And as you can see here, the European strategy and action plan towards a sustainable bio-based economy by 2020 is to establish the bioeconomy as a decisive component in the EU 2020 strategy. It's an aim. What does it mean exactly? I don't want to develop too much because I have a lot of slides. I give you all these slides maybe because this weekend you have time to spend to read some paper so you can read this PowerPoint. It's just to illustrate the question I asked to you. What is it, bioeconomy? We have some definition, some formal and some official definition. You can read it here. The bioeconomy is a sustainable economy. Regard encompasses sectors such as agriculture, forestry, fisheries, etc. And the importance of bioeconomy today is very, very important, very huge, very high. What is at stake? Okay, you know the issues, the stakes around that. I don't repeat that. I tell you that just to illustrate, to indicate that now, at the European level, bioeconomy is a strong concept to think all program in research. I don't tell you it's well or it's bad. I just tell you it's a choice to develop that. And my question I ask to you, is it relevant? What does it mean exactly when we speak about bioeconomy? Because in fact it's not very clear and there are very a large set of definitions, in fact. Okay, some point of the bioeconomy as evident, obvious, making industry greener, okay, providing healthy food, closing the waste loop, etc. C'est le discours. And now I would like to speak, to discuss with you about the axis developed by the Standing Committee of Agricultural Research in the context of the bioeconomy. How to decline the bioeconomy in the field of agricultural research. First, you have to know that the Standing Committee of Agricultural Research is very old. And it is very particular because it's one of the only standing committee in the field of research. And it was created to support the DG research. First, it was a DG agriculture, but since 2005, it's the DG research. To support the DG research, to elaborate the great orientation and programs in the field of research named Knowledge-Based Bioeconomy, KBBE, and to set up a coherent European research agenda for agriculture. Not only to support the European Commission, but only to guide, to support the member state to coordinate each other and to create programs like IRANETS, for instance. SCAR is made up of the 27 EU member states and the delegates from candidate countries and associated countries as observer, for instance, Turkey or other countries. The delegates are the representative of the funding bodies, public funding bodies. It's why for France, it's the Ministry of Agriculture and the Ministry of Research, because these two ministries fund agricultural research. In other countries, it could be other funding bodies. The SCAR has three main missions. And I just speak now about one of the missions. It's a foresight process. I don't present the other. Because the foresight process is the main tool to reflect on the future orientation of the program, the EC program. And there were, until now, three foresight, and they are coherent, they are consistent each other. But I would like to speak, to focus on the third foresight and the result of the third foresight, because this first foresight indicates the two main orientations for the future regarding first scarcities and regarding transition toward a new system. You can consult this foresight in books, and you can upload them also. The choice to focus on scarcity is a political choice. And we discuss a lot about this choice. Maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years, I don't remember exactly. What is the point of departure of the new foresight we launched in 2010? And at this time, there were two positions about scarcity. And one was about the, it's difficult for me because je parle en français, ça rejoint, it joined what Michel Serre told us in his introduction. And on one hand, certain person thought that scarcity is linked with resource as a stock, and the stock could be finished in some years. And on the other hand, and I was this end, people thought that the main problem is not really scarcity, but is resilience, of course. And I want to emphasize this, to emphasize that the debate is very strong. Okay. One main point were about which we agree together is about the necessity to combine and to understand the combination of scarcities, and not to take scarcity one by one. The consensus was very strong about that. The definition of scarcities is not clear. And even when you read the paper, the document, it's not very clear. It seems clear, but in fact, it's not. And my question to you, to the Michel Serre Institute, could you help us to deep, to precise this notion? About the one example of scarcity, of course, is phosphorus scarcity. You know him. But it's too simple, in fact, as problem. We could speak about that after. One other, the third concept I would like to speak with you is about the transition. We understand, everybody agrees with the idea we have to change the system. The diagnosis is not completely shared by everybody, but we have to change. Everybody agree with that. And the question is how to change and towards what situation? What is the equilibrium, the balance we want to reach? And it's not clear at all. Now, because maybe my time is finished. No, I
have 6 minutes.
6 minutes, fine. Okay. You can read here that we gather eight experts to process the third foresight. And now I will tell you, is the result of this group, and it's not my result, of course. Okay. The core of the foresight and the main result is the production, the building of two narratives. Fortunately, I have not to translate in French because I don't know to translate in French, but I think it's clear in English, two narratives. It's not scenarios. It's two stories. Okay, storytelling. And the expert produced two narratives. And I would like to comment these two narratives. One narrative is about productivity, is named productivity, and the other is named sufficiency. I let you read the definition, but I just would like to emphasize the core of each narrative. In the narrative productivity, clearly the core object of change is world population and the problem of feeding, and producing fiber. It's production. It's why it's named productivity. In the narrative sufficiency, the core is the resource, but more particularly the ecosystems at the world level. And how to conserve the ecosystems. In the narrative productivity, the solution, the resources are a stock, and we have to manage to optimize the stock of resources. And in order to optimize this stock, we have to develop biotechnology, for instance, and scientific knowledge, but hard scientific knowledge, like GMO, etc. On the other side, in the sufficiency narrative, to conserve ecosystem, we have to know more, to more deeply, what are the function, what are the component of ecosystem. And we have to utilize more and better the ecosystem to produce. And the concept, the central concept in this way is resilience, of course. Of course, these two narratives are not in opposition. You can combine and you can try to have a balance between these two narratives. But in fact, when we observe the choice in terms of program of research, you can see that the program are more in first narrative or more in the second narrative. An example, all research on agroecology is on the second narrative. But on GMO, it's in the first narrative. You can combine, theoretically, but in fact, it's difficult to combine because there are a limit of funding. Not only, but, and of course, because the interests are not the same for one narrative and the other narrative. Now, I have no time to describe you the conclusion and the consequence that SCAR has developed after these two narratives. But you can read them on the slides. Maybe I will conclude. Some conclusion. A radical change in food consumption and production in Europe is Thank you very much. To meet the challenges of scarcity, it's clear. And make the European agro-food system more resilient in times of increasing stability and surprise, clearly. Sufficiency-oriented research, innovation, and communication must become the priority. You see that the collective choice of SCAR between the two narratives is clear. But in the context of the European strategy, I am not sure that this choice could be assumed by the European strategy. And I would like to end my talk in telling you that one of the most important issues is the equilibrium between private research and public research. And in my mind, overall, the survival of public research. Just a last word. Johan, I would like to give you this book as a gift to thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to ask this important question for us.
Is Europe on the right battles? Are you on the right fight? Because as a citizen, it appears to me that the real problem of agriculture and food production today, as a citizen living in France, is the economics of it. What I see as a citizen is that on the one end of the chain, you have farmers who cannot make it at the end of the month. And it's now the population, the profession in which there is the highest suicide rates, as you may know. And on the other hand of the chain, there are 1 to 2 million persons in France who have nothing to eat every night, and 5 to 10 million who do not eat meat and fish as often as they would like because it's too expensive. Because, as you know, the price from production to the shop goes by a factor of 4 or 5. So isn't the real problem of food production today in Europe distribution circuits of it? And are you going to take this on?
But what are you asking me exactly? I am provocative. Are you asking me that price is not enough low, or price are not enough high? You understand my question? Because It's a problem. It's a political problem or an economic problem. So my response is provocative. And it's not a question of program of research. It could be, okay.
I was surprised in your definition of bioeconomy, you didn't mention biodiversity. But biodiversity is underneath agriculture, fisheries. You have no agriculture, fisheries, it provides soil fertility, all the tiny creatures that fishes, exploited fishes feed on. And so if you don't incorporate biodiversity, you are not going to understand what are the mechanical relationship between these different sectors and how sustainability can be thought about.
I answer you as a bureaucrat, okay? You are right, but when you observe the definition of bioeconomy at the European level, biodiversity is not a priority. It's clear, okay? But it's not a position of SCAR, it's a position of European Commission.